Are you wanting to create a highly prosperous photography business doing what you love? Or maybe you have a great business already and want to up your game? Then you're in the right place. Master Craftsman photographer Lucy Dumas and her guests are here to support you on your journey. Now here's your hostess and tour guide, Lucy.
To be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you like everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting. That's by E.E. Cummings, and it's my all-time favorite quote. And I thought it'd be a good way to start my 250th episode. Yay! Or, 250 episodes. So, welcome if it's your first time, or if you've listened to a number of them, or all 249, and then adding this. I appreciate it so much. I know that I can put out all kinds of content and interview wonderful people, and it's fun for me. And if someone's not listening, then, you know, something's missing. So I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful for people that tell others about this. So please tell others, watch the YouTube videos, make comments, keep letting me know you appreciate the efforts that goes into this, which, trust me, it's a lot. So, why did I start doing this? Well, first of all, I love a good conversation, and I was wanting to grow kind of an empire with my coaching and teaching, and I also love supporting other people with a lot to teach and share. So that was my initial thought. I hired someone that helped me put it all together. And in the program, one of the things he mentioned over and over and over is the dangers of what he calls pod fade. Pod fade is where someone launches a podcast. In fact, the first podcast I was ever a guest on, I loved it so much. And I was so sad when after 15 episodes, the host decided not to do it. And so I made this decision, and it's constantly in my mind not to give up, to keep going until it's clear to me that it's time to discontinue. So I thought about the reasons why I keep doing it. Because 250 episodes, as I was scrolling through to try to pick out some favorite episodes or things I learned, I was pretty overwhelmed with the amount of amazing people I've talked to, the ways that I've dug deep into my own soul or experience to come up with about 50 solo episodes. What? So the question was, why do I keep doing it? Well, first of all, it's mostly a labor of love, and it does take a lot of time and effort and money. I hire people to help me. I've had several virtual assistants. I've had a few video and audio editors. And the reason I've been through a few is because I keep growing and learning and getting better at boundaries. And even though other people are doing a lot of the actual editing and such, it's still work to make sure I've got people interviewed, I've got it sent over to them, I'm approving materials and so forth. So, labor of love. And one of the reasons I have questioned continuing, and don't worry, I'm not quitting, but these are just thoughts coming up, is so one of the reasons I questioned and question how long do I want to keep doing this is because I have a coaching business. And at this point in my life, having a coaching empire is not something I aspire to. I did have a time for several years where I had about 12 individual students and a group, and it took a lot, and I loved it. But now I've scaled back to a manageable number where I can enjoy other things in life and keep this podcast going and such. So here's my reasons why I'm continuing as of today. Number one, because I love meeting new people. And I think of that song, Girl Scouts. If people were Girl Scouts, make new friends and keep the old. One is silver and the other is gold. And in this industry, it's so designed to make friends and have companionship and camaraderie when we get involved with the local, state, and national professional organizations. So in my 40 years in this business, actually 41, I've met so many wonderful people and stayed in touch and kept so many in my heart. So it's just been a joy to get to sit down and have some quality time with people that I've known for years. And sometimes people that I think, gosh, they might be around a long time, but I want to make sure their wisdom, personality, joy in life, all those things continue. So, labor of love, okay, making new friends. And also, there are people that I would love to have a conversation with that I've only known them as speakers and things and haven't really met them in person. So it's super fun to get to ask Jerry Gionis and Jeffrey Shaw and Ronan Ryle. We've chatted, but I've never had a one-on-one with him. So that's super fun. Also, I love learning new things. And if you're listening here, well, you must be listening. you must love learning as well. So someone that was considering hiring me as a coach asked me, because I've been around a while, if I think I can really relate to what's going on with newer photographers, younger buyers, younger clients. And one of my first answers, besides that I'm a lifelong learner, is that I am interviewing and having conversations with some of the smartest people and most successful people in the industry. And a lot of them are younger. So I stay current and I love that. Okay, so that was one, new people, two, learning, three. So far, this show's been listened to in over 97 countries. So thinking about that, my voice and the voice of my guests is worldwide and is impacting people's lives in ways we will never, ever know. And hopefully impacting, get my tongue tied, in a really meaningful way. So that brings me a lot of joy. Number four, I love supporting other teachers and mentors. I'm not afraid to have other coaches on my show. I'm not afraid. In fact, I love having other people that can support that kind of my heart in business, which is teaching in-person sales, inspiring them to give full service and providing wall portraits. If you're looking at the video instead of listening, you'll see that I have several wall portraits as samples in my background. And those aren't just samples, but those are duplicates of portraits that my clients have purchased. And so anyhow, so I love supporting others wherever they are, and I'm not threatened. There's no secrets. And if there are, they're ones we should pass to each other in this industry, right? Because we don't need every client in the world. I could not photograph all 3 million people in San Diego County. So I love supporting my local friends and national and obviously international. Okay, so another reason I love doing this is I love to be on other people's podcasts. So if you're listening and you have a show, I'd love to do a pod swap. Or if you have a favorite podcast in addition to mine, I would love for you to let the host of that show know that. Anyway, share me with the people that you also appreciate if you have a mind to, or if you also have some guests you think would be great on my show. All right. So I was flipping through, trying to come up with like, what kind of gems are in the 249 and counting episodes? And what kind of topics? So here's a little list, and it's hard to pull these out because I don't want to leave anybody out, but to tell you about every single one, I think we'd have to do like 5 episodes or so. So just off the top of my head, one of the things that I've learned that has been really helpful for my coaching clients is the system of doing model calls, or I don't like calling them model calls, but like wanted ads where you say you're looking for 5 people specifically to update your portfolio, and then creating the opportunity for them to receive some photographs, but also then have the opportunity to purchase. And so many people are having great success with this business model. And some of the people that have taught this to me, to my listeners, and they teach in other venues, are shows that I've done with Ben Hartley, Heather Chesky, Bernie Griffith. He calls it the Bernie style ad, Andrew Helmich, and several others. So I appreciate learning something that I've never done, but I see it work with my coaching clients. All right. There are people who inspire me by their creativity, their heart, and 4 of those that I highly recommend you listen to that have been very, very popular are Jennifer George, Arthur Rainville, Judy Host. She does beautiful ballet photographs, and then Elizabeth Opelenik. There are also people that I didn't list who are in that creativity mode that suggest that we do creative projects, that it will grow our business. It will grow and help us be better at everything. So there's that. All right. And recently I had Chris Ritchie, who does magical Christmas portraits, and then Larry Hirschberger. So there are a few others, but those are the 2 that stand out. I have done episodes on so many topics. One of them is handling objections. I've done several on selling wall portraits in person, dealing with fear. I did one I love about using that power of intention, or all the woo-woo I believe in, to attract what we want and manifest our dreams. Overcoming fear, that episode has been a very popular one. And so I ran it again recently, if you're looking back. Let's see what else. And I've interviewed people from other countries. Sergey Sergey, from Russia. Hart Tan from, Asia. And then Ingvild Kolnes, she's in Norway. So it's been super fun to learn what is similar and what might be a little different in different areas. What I've learned from them mostly is that they're similar. Okay, and then some business geniuses, many business geniuses. Some that I just pulled out are Ursula Menchez. She was my first coach that started with the dream of growing the photography business. And then eventually, when I realized it was time to have chapter 3 in my life, which was coaching, chapter 1 was weddings, 2 was family portraits, 3 is coaching. She was my mentor on that. Charles Lewis, he's been my mentor teacher for decades. He's the king of wall portraits. David Hilton is brilliant. Mitch Graff. Ron Nichols knows so much about so much. And then, of course, Anne Monteith. I'm so excited that she's on the show. She's just been teaching business, how to run a business, how to promote a business for many decades. One of the things I learned specifically, not that I didn't know this, but I loved how this person put it, and I'd have to look through all my notes to find it, but is one of the business coaches laid out exactly what we need to do and then said, this is really a very simple business to run. It's not like building airplanes or opening a restaurant or becoming an architect. We just have to know enough to be able to do a good job photographing what we say we can do, have the proper equipment, find people that say yes, have a price list and a way of selling that reaches the goals that we need, and provide the service and the finished product. And that's it. So I love thinking about this business as really much simpler than we think. I've had several people talk about being organized, systems management, and so forth. One of my favorites is Melissa Rich, and she was my virtual assistant for a year. And I watched her be so incredibly organized that I came to totally believe that she practices what she preaches. I've had shows about serving others. Recently, I've had one about the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep program for photographers who are open to photographing children, especially babies who are terminal. Amina Muhammad, she has a school in Africa, and I learned all about what they do. It's for photographers. It's called Cameras for Girls, and Amina Muhammad is the founder, and that was a really great and inspiring interview. And there's many others where we've talked about the joy of giving back. All right. I have had the privilege of, and this is not the full list of the superstars, and probably some of the people that I've talked to that are newer are superstars. I just didn't realize it. But I've had Tony Corbell, Jerry Gionis, Tim Kelly, the Waldens, and so many other, Lori Nordstrom, Sarah Petty, so many people that give to our industry. Leon Johnson, he is a good friend, and he's really getting out there as a newer superstar. So that's been really fun, because when you get to just sit down and talk to some of those amazing people that are giving so much to our industry. Pet photographers, Erica Dorf, Margaret Bryant, Erin Bonilla, who's a super friend of mine, Nicole Bagley, and others. There's architectural photographers that I've interviewed, food photographers, many presidents of the Professional Photographers of America. Well, not many, many, but several. Jeff Dichowski, Mark Campbell, Brian Walsh, among others, and so many other topics. So I just want to inspire you to go back and listen to some you've missed, or re-listen to some that you loved. And so then I looked through my list to see who's in the top 10% of downloads. And some of them, but not all, are Brad Barton, Jerry Gionis, Brian Walsh. My episode on how to sell wall portraits is highly listened to. Erica Dorf, Claire Lauer, Amy Frotten, Erin Bonilla, Meredith Reinkars, and the number one, I think I like that word, Anyway, number one is Ronan Ryle. And I'm so grateful. And if you didn't hear your name, but you're a regular listener, just know that I appreciate you. And your episode has impacted people's lives in so many ways, I'm absolutely sure. So I think that is about it for today. Thank you for listening. And let's see if we're going to celebrate 500 episodes. That will be, holy cow, that would be another 4+ years. Let's do the math. 5. And I would love to be able to keep doing this and keep supporting people and keep sharing and so forth. And let's see, what else do I want you to know? Okay, one thing I had a friend post recently, if you ever retire, how would you spend your time? And I guess I would say I'm semi-retired. I'm working and, you know, bringing in more income, but I have more time on my hands than I did when I was, you know, full-time weddings, portraits, and all that that involves, especially once we went digital, so that it's like an extra part-time job editing. Anywho, I realized being able to have a podcast, stay current, keep my brain working, keep learning new things, and sharing everything I can. Like, I'm always thinking about what could be a topic for a solo episode. What else do I know or want to inspire people about? Who else would I love to talk to? Who else would other people like to hear about? So that gets my mind working. I'm laughing because I'm having a good bangs and hair day today. So if you haven't seen me on YouTube, you might want to check it out. That's a consistent thread around here. Anyway, what was the question? So I also love to sit on my porch and meet my neighbors and cook good food and hang out with other photographer friends and do creative projects. And, you know, there's still so many fun things to do in life. And this is an area that they say, if you keep learning, keep growing, keep connecting with people, you'll stay young forever. And maybe I don't want to be young forever, but I like it right now. So I'm so grateful to everyone that has helped me, that has listened, that has shared my guests. I think I have maybe 180 guests. And then me with 50-ish plus solo episodes. So that, I'm going to leave it there. And I'm giving you some virtual anniversary cake. So whatever's your favorite flavor, just imagine I'm handing you a piece of that. And that's it. So ta-ta for now. Love you all. Bye.
You have been listening to The Highly Profitable Photographer with Lucy Dumas. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share. To connect one-on-one and learn more about our coaching programs, just go to lucydumascoaching.com. Until next time, go have fun photographing and selling your work.